Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
All the way from Wellington, we should have Seamus from Seamouse on the phone.
G'day, how's it going?
Yo!
How are you, mate?
I'm good.
We're fantastic, man, and thank you so much for sending us these four tracks that you've whipped up down there in Wellington. Did you do that in your own actual house, or tell us about the construction of these songs?
Oh, we just did it at a rehearsal that we were having. Mm. We haven't done much rehearsing lately,
right?
Because obviously there's a bit of a lockdown a while back, and then just how things roll.
Right on.
But we just did it at a bar called Meow in Wellington.
Oh, far out. Yeah, there's actually, I've watched a good friend of ours, Lockie from Transistor, has had a bit of a hand in some live sessions from that bar, I think.
Am I
thinking about a different bar?
He may have done some there, I'm not sure.
Not sure, actually.
Yeah, I know Lockie, he's pretty cool.
Rad. So, you managed to get in the bar, and is that where you do your band practice, or is that just
weird? Our sound guys, like their house sound man, Sam Shellcrest.
Oh, it's a good score.
And so perfect. He just sort of sorted it out for us, because it's pretty easy to record off their desk.
That's how it's worked. I see. I was like, oh, it sounds bloody good for someone recording their practice.
Had a bit of a room, yeah. Yeah, there's like Tom mics and shit. I'm like, damn, you guys got a good practice room. But it all makes a lot of sense now. Fantastic. I've just given it, like you say, a bit of a juice up for this live to air. But apart from that, it's sounding pretty rad, man. It's sounding pretty Seamouse. Can you just off the bat, because John and I are always quite captivated with the way that you scream. I feel like it's kind of rare. We feel like there's not many people kind of pulling that sound off. What influenced you to kind of sing like that?
I don't know. I didn't originally sing like that. But I just sort of started one day, like, doing some Zeppelin stuff and sort of copying
good call.
Like that a little bit. Yeah. And I don't know, I just started doing it one day and I was like, oh, I can do that.
Oh, man, you fucking nail it, bro. Like, I think it's one of those things where you're either doing it or you're not, and you're totally doing it, so.
Do you have to do anything to, like, take care of your voice when you
sound like
pushing it that hard, when you're being Robert Plant?
He sounds like a raspy little dude, actually.
I am a little bit at the moment, because I played a gig last night and I went pretty hard.
Red.
I haven't, I don't know, I think when I've been playing a lot more gigs, I'm all good. And if I haven't been, that's just like a muscle, I guess, that you like exercise.
You smoke heaps of darts, or?
Nah, I don't.
Right on.
I don't. But, I think it's like, it's funny, if I've been playing a lot of shows, I find it a lot easier to sing like that more. Then if I play like that rehearsal, like we hadn't really played together for ages, and then it was a bit of a hard time on the pipes, just coming in cold,
Hard.
Are you planning to, once you can, make it up to Auckland at some point? Last time I saw you up here, I went along to the Whammy Show. It was the first time I've seen you guys, and I was like, whoa, this is awesome.
So, yeah.
It's definitely a show worth seeing if you get the chance. Anything bubbling away?
It's kind of annoying. We were planning on being on tour like all this month, that we had a bunch of shows booked. We were going to go up to Auckland, Hamilton and Christchurch and that. But obviously we couldn't do the Upper North Island stuff. Mm. And then... our South Island shows were like limited numbers and that, so we kind of decided it was best to cancel them, and we're going to do them next year, and we'll postpone them really. Sure. So we're going to go on tour early next year, like I think March.
Mean.
Yeah.
And music wise, what's in the works for Seamouse? Are you recording or anything of that sort of order?
Yeah, well, we're like putting an album together at the moment. I've mostly got all the songs kind of written and stuff, and we're just sort of like working on doing that. But we've also got another project, which is basically the same band, but it's called Skeletons.
Sweet.
And we just do like blues like blues songs that I've been writing. So we just recorded five songs as that lineup, and we just sent those songs off to get mastered today.
Cool, man. We'll send them to us when you get them back.
Definitely send them our way.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah, we did a live video, like filmed it while we were recording it as well. So that would be pretty cool to get all put together. We're just been getting that edited up.
Mint. Hey, Seamus, we should probably crack into this Seamouse session, and maybe we'll drop into you after the first couple of tracks and just sort of little touch base. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
We'll just let it play. We'll see how it feels.
Cool.
So here we go.
The set is Brain Drain, Side B, Track 1, Lie to Me, and Gearbox. This is Seamouse live from... When did you record this?
I think it was a couple of weeks ago.
That's right, because we were supposed to run it the other day, and we kind of ran out of time.
We were running it to the wire, so we've just taken a breather, and we've got it here now.
Fucking yo.
Sweet.
Sound, 'cause you're the one that make my heart start to pound. I'm on a mission. coming in strong. Cause I'm on the blasting through space. So even when you're dead and got a view, there will still be a trace. Transmit my baby through the radio waves. I'm gonna make a song and dance for you. I'm gonna make a song and dance for you.
All right, let's just hit pause there.
Woo! You're tuned in to 95BFM. We've got Sea Mouse. We're just playing a session recorded very recently down there in Wellington.
Seamus, how's it sounding down the phone line?
It's sounding all right. It's a bit weird on the phone.
It sounds mad up here, man.
Yeah, a bit.
Hey, we were wondering if you were saying you kind of got, obviously, the inspiration from listening to some Zep and stuff for hitting those notes. Do you ever chuck any Zep, or I definitely can hear some AC/DC. Do you ever chuck any of that in your set just to quench the thirst of everyone just going, fucking hell, this sounds like what I think it sounds like? And
nah. On one song I do, like, when we play it live, I do the, like, riff from Hell's Bells. Yeah, just for like a little bit, and people are all like, "Ah, it's right in that vein."
This motherfucker. Yeah, red.
Do you find it's a bit of a handful doing, you know, like all the like grunty singing and also playing all the like rhythm and lead parts?
Are you guys a three piece?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I find that pretty, like, it's pretty full on. I need to do a bit of practice so that I can do it. Yeah, sometimes I struggle to play the guitar parts that I want and sing the parts that I want at the same time.
Mm. What is your guitar rig? What's your signal flow, shall I say?
I've got an Airline Coronado, a guitar that I mostly play in C-Mouse, and I also have a pretty old Stratocaster that I sometimes use as well. But mostly I've been using the Airline lately because it's just a bit thicker sounding, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I run that into my Super Reverb. I got a Fender Super Reverb.
Oh, wow.
And I was on that recording that was there, I was using one of those like Music Man like amps.
Oh, sick.
As my second amp. And then I just have like mostly just fuzz pedals on them, like Hotcake, and I've got this like plasma coil thing, and I've got a Big Muff as well.
What? I got a what? A plasma coil?
Yeah.
What is the something audio? Is it those people?
Game Changer.
Oh yeah. So audio. You actually have one of those? Is it one of those pedals with the? It's got the crazy blue fucking. You can see the plasma in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, rad.
You can play. You like play to the like lightning in it.
Yeah. 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 No, they're real gnarly. They actually run on a super high voltage.
Yeah.
That it's quite a nice saggy distortion, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty like it can make some pretty gross tones.
Mm.
But some pretty cool ones as well.
Rad. And I love how you've got a Hotcake in there. You can't rock and roll in New Zealand if you don't have a Hotcake, really. It's kinda like you just gotta put it on the board even if you're not using it. Otherwise people sort of get a little bit don't take you seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Really great pedal, eh? Like,
oh man, and like you say, you're obviously using it as a fuzz. It does everything. It goes from like that clean overdrive
like nice
to fuzz. Yeah,
yeah, they're so good. I've got a double one. So
oh wow, so you can
together.
You get to full cream if you want.
Yeah, it goes mental and feeds back heaps. But I they're a great pedal, eh?
Right on, man. Fuck. Have you ever mucked around with the prunes and custard as well?
No, I've always wanted to.
Probably is in that plasma tone zone, I'd say. It's a very strange distortion.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we've just done Bad Brain and Side B track one. We're about to do Lie to Me and Gearbox. What do we need to know about these Seamouse songs, Seamus?
Well, Lie to Me is off that's off our first album that we did. And it's a pretty old song. I wrote it a long time ago, and I had it sort of sitting on the shelf for a while, and then I decided to record it and put it on that album. And then Gearbox is fairly new, like that's going to be on a new album when we eventually record it.
Man.
That's just the Charger Gearbox.
Just the Charger, yes!
He's speaking directly to John now.
I love a good Charger, Seamus. Hey, Seamus from Seamouse, thank you very much for taking the time to A, record a session for us and put it together and make this happen. It is a real pleasure.
Cheers to Parrot Dog.
And thank you, Parrot Dog. We massively respect the mahi that you put into this to do this for us.
Wellington's Parrot Dog, right?
Yep.
Have you played the Parrot Dog venue? They have gigs at their spot, right? I feel like I need to book a Seamouse
show there.
Bro, hard. Definitely.
I played with another band there, Ingrid and the Ministers. Yes. And that's real cool. It's a cool venue.
But also good beer.
Oh, you saw the Nudge. Wow. Holy smokes.
We're frothing the Nudge.
Yeah, that was full on.
Yeah.
They're legit as fuck.
Yeah, it was packed. And it was just it was a real cool gig.
Rad.
Yeah.
All right, brother man, we'll say kia ora to the rest of the Seamouse fam, and we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having me.
Oh, cheers, brother.
Cool. See ya.
Happy that you're lying to me. Whoa, whoa.
Shout out to Seamouse, all the way from Wellington there. Live set recorded in Meow a couple of weeks ago. Straight to your ears, thanks to Parrot Dog B-Word.
Cheers for the Friday beers, Parrot Dog.
Cheers for the fucking beers, Parrot Dog.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.